Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Daily Pomp. It was a difficult weekend here in Hollywood as we all learned about the tragic death of Chadwick Boseman. Our tribute to him is coming up. Last night, he was honored at the VMAs. This year was definitely different, but you know what? It was still one hell of a show. Watch.
I truly never could have imagined that someday I would be given an award like this that honored me for so many of my passions.
As rough as it's been, there have been incredible moments of inspiration. We've seen heroes go above and beyond. And with the Black Lives Matter movement, we've seen our generation step up.
Hard to celebrate, so I'm gonna say justice for Jacob Blake and justice for Breonna Taylor.
She looks good. Damn.
You, I don't need to be loved by you. By the way, I was so skeptical of this VMA because I feel like a lot of the VMAs is all the little things that we catch, like the jokes and like the artist's reactions to things. But the performances didn't compromise. Chloe and Halle came through. They executed it so amazingly. I was so impressed by them. Doja Cat, her first time performing on the VMA stage, killed it for a first timer. And Miley Cyrus, I'm gonna bring you guys on a train real quick. You know when you were older and you look back at all the moments that Cher and Madonna had and they looked so different and they performed in different clothes and different looks and we thought it was legendary? We're living through that with Miley Cyrus right now. She is a legend in the making, and to see this woman transform herself and bring just her essence to this stage time and time again, she is an icon. That's the next tricon right there.
I appreciated the throwback to the wrecking ball, but changing it to a disco ball. I was like, I like this. I think it's good. Listen, I miss the audience. I miss the live interactions. Mm-hmm. This isn't how I want the show to be every year, but I did thoroughly enjoy it. And I do think, like, in quarantine, we were missing having a show like this. You know, something to look forward to seeing, some live performances. So I think we were just grateful to get anything.
I think they did the best that they could. I definitely do. I think Miley Cyrus looked amazing. I tweeted that last night. I disagree about the wrecking ball thing. I was kind of like, okay, like, I want to see, you know, a different ending, but she looked unbelievable. There were a lot of really good performances. Kiki, we all said this before the show, she did an incredible job.
Flawless.
She really did. She looked good. I loved all of her outfit changes. And honestly, yeah, I mean, I just think that they did the best that they could. So the show was entertaining, but obviously it's not, you know, it's not what we're used to seeing. You know, of course you always miss the red carpet. But it was still, you know, well done.
Yeah, there was no nipple slip.
I mean, because so much of it was pre-recorded, obviously, throughout the week, that there was no air, you know? There was no room for awkward moments, really. And you kind of love that about an award show, right? You love those awkward, Miley, what's
Carissa
good?
Carissa would love that.
Yes.
Carissa, you would love that. You'd be like, there's nothing going wrong tonight. Everything is going to be under control at two times.
I would love that if I was hosting it, but as a viewer, I like the slip-ups. But Kiki, back to Kiki. I have to say, shout out to her. To stand in an empty room but pretend like you have an entire audience cheering you on is insanely difficult. And she brought the energy. She made me feel like she was truly talking to a crowd, which was
100%. I would have turned that job down. And I don't walk away from money very easily. But the thought of doing that without a crowd and holding everybody's attentions for 2 hours, you couldn't pay me to get on that stage.
I know.
She read that prompter flawlessly, for sure. So, good job.
Well, we have to talk about Lady Gaga because literally the night belonged to her. She crushed it, serving up 4 different looks for her 5 acceptance speeches. She even had a different mask for each wardrobe change. Real quick, what did you guys think of the masks? I thought, I didn't think she needed it for every outfit. I mean, I appreciated it for the dance.
It's a statement.
It's definitely a statement. It's definitely kind of, you know, it's just in theme with who Lady Gaga is. I feel like I realized after the third mask, she's incorporating a mask into her outfit. But at first I was just like, this is Lady Gaga. She always kind of goes for it in terms of fashion. There's always that element of shock value. So I didn't even realize that she was trying to even go the route of wearing some sort of face covering or mask. So it just sort of worked. But like, I agree looking back, Chris, like you didn't need one for every single outfit, but it works for her.
Did you have a favorite? Oh, okay.
I disagree. I think if you're going to make a statement and you're going to tell people to mask up and to serve your country in this way, then you walk the walk. And she did it. I will say I love that Lady Gaga kind of sort of went from, you know, the meat wet dress wearing person all the way to the glamazon who accepted that Oscar in that beautiful Valentino dress. And to see her incorporate the outrageous with the classic Hollywood, you saw that in each outfit. Look at this unbelievable moment. You could have seen
that dress.
You could have seen that on an Oscar stage. You could have saw Nicole Kidman wearing that to the Golden Globes. But she took it to the VMAs and she made it her own.
Valentino?
And let's be real, thank God she did, because she was on that stage so much. The show, like part of the excitement of the show was to see what she was going to wear. And if she wouldn't have like changed it every single time, we would have been like, oh, there she is in that same red dress again. So thank God she had 18 outfits.
It was like the VMAs featuring Lady Gaga. I mean, we saw her more than any other person the entire night. Like every 10 minutes, she came back out to accept something or perform or do something. So it was her night.
All right, well, let's talk about fashion a little bit more because Gaga wasn't the only one pushing fashion boundaries last night. We have Miley Cyrus. She went sheer in this full-length Mugler dress. Love it or hate it? This is so you, Morgan.
I couldn't even, I mean, I literally, Miley for me just won fashion all night. I loved her performance outfit. I loved her red carpet outfit. This look, flawless, perfect, head to toe, shoes, hair, makeup. She looked incredible. Loved
it. I agree with that. I just am not a fan of the mullet, but I know it's not my hair, and I know I can't control it. I have just seen this woman go through so many stages of hair, and I've loved every single one of them. I'm just not down with this Joe Dirt-ish mullet-looking thing.
I don't know. I think she pulls it off, though.
She's so hot, and with the beautiful makeup and the sexy gown, it's just, like, so feminine. It's just, I think it added to it. It gave it like a little edgy kind of different vibe.
It's edgy. It works for her. Not a lot of people can pull that off, and I think she does it well. But okay, I get what you mean.
Let's talk about Bella Hadid. So Bella Hadid stepped out in a very revealing top paired with black pants. What do you guys think?
I don't even want to talk about Bella Hadid. Face is not even fair.
The face is not fair, but God is fair because some gay gave her that prom updo that Carissa wore in 2004. And I don't know why they keep on going to this moment. I think the outfit is amazing, but Bella Hadid looks amazing in everything. I'm just not feeling the hair. I'm not going there with the hair.
Justin, they love that. These Gen Z or millennial kids, like, they love that 90s throwback. They didn't live through it for real, so they don't realize realize that it's not cool, but they love it. And like, they, that's like the butterfly clip era. They live for it. Her 90s, face though, again.
Early 2000s, that butterfly clip, that's when that was. And you are right, I am pretty sure I had that exact same hair for one of those dances in high school.
It's like Can't Hardly Wait hair. It's like literally like it's like a rom-com from back then.
But you can wait, because this hair is not bumping, okay? I'm sorry, Bella Hadid, I love you.
The top, though, is sexy as hell. Nicole Richie was also a presenter last night. She rocked a bright mini dress with a long train. What do you think?
Okay, I'm really being enthusiastic about everybody today. I loved it. I would wear this from head to toe. I don't copy people often. I would wear this maternity style to an award show immediately. I loved it. Loved it.
I love that Nicole Richie has like taken a back seat to mommyhood, and she's always in like a, you know, a Zimmerman muumuu of some sort running around the Palisades. And tonight she was like, you know what? I just dropped a rap album about the ecosystem. My two kids are old enough. Let me just go out and show these legs. This look for me was the old Nicole Richie coming back in a better and bigger way. And I loved every minute of it.
Looks
sexy,
incredible.
Sassy, and owning it. Loved it. Looks so good. All right, guys. As we mentioned, Chadwick was also honored during the VMAs. Keke Palmer dedicated the show to him, calling him a true hero. In 2018, Chadwick took home the VMA Hero Award for his role in Black Panther, and he did something very thoughtful when accepting it.
Receiving an award for playing a superhero is amazing, but it's even greater to acknowledge the heroes that we have in real life. So, I just want to acknowledge somebody that's here today, James Shaw Jr. If you don't know James Shaw Jr., he fought off a gunman in Antioch, Tennessee at a Waffle House. He saved lives. Come on up here. So this is gonna live at your house.
God, this is the worst.
Oh my gosh. When we come back, you guys, our tribute to Chadwick and the moments we'll never forget. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. The world is still shocked and heartbroken over the death of Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman. He inspired millions of fans with his work while privately battling colon cancer. He died Friday at the very young age of 43. And while we all struggle to process this news, one thing is very, very clear. Chadwick was a true hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this is no way. We are black. We are black. Let's represent ourselves now.
To me, that's what it's always about, is who you get to be on screen with, who you get to work with every day.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
It was an honor to be able to portray this man and to be able to do something that matters.
There's no reason why you would think you would ever get to do a superhero movie. I mean, especially as a black actor, and certainly not the lead of a superhero movie.
My king.
Stop it. Stop it.
It's pressure, but I feel like that's the thing I like the most about today, is seeing kids come up and say that he's my favorite character.
Chadwick's passing shocked everyone, including those who knew him best. Black Panther director Ryan Coogler spent the year writing Black Panther 2. He had did not seem to know that Chadwick was sick at all. It's just amazing to me how he was able to keep something like this such a secret. And nobody knew how much he was suffering.
I think, not to take it away from Chadwick for a minute, but I think when you think about celebrities and you think back on it, there have been a lot of celebrities that have kept their cancer diagnoses a secret. You know, we just had Kelly Preston, who died from breast cancer. David Bowie kept his, you know, illness a secret until he died. Steve Jobs, same thing. I think what Chadwick Boseman really wanted to do was live his life to the fullest, and he didn't want anybody to pity him. He wasn't that guy. You know what I mean? And I think that he is and will always be the epitome of strength when it comes to me, because he's always held his head high. He's always represented himself and my community in the highest regard. And I think he'll be remembered for that for the rest of his life. I don't think he wanted people to see him go through that struggle and make the last 4 months of his life about the illness.
Or 4 years. I mean, the fact that he was struggling with this for 4 years. I mean, I literally was sitting next to Jordan. He's like, Chadwick Boseman died. I'm like, no, there's no way. You're reading that incorrectly. And then my entire Twitter timeline was just filled with all of this news. And I was so deeply saddened by it. And I am by no means the biggest Chadwick Boseman fan. I've seen Black Panther. I have not seen any of his other films. But I could not shake the sadness. And I just feel like he's one of those people that even if you didn't follow his career, you knew of him. And you just knew you liked him. That was it. You knew he was a great guy. You knew you liked him. You knew you wanted to root for him. Even if you didn't root for him yourself and go to see all of his movies, the whole weekend I brought it up maybe 25 times, just how incredibly devastating it is for him to just have left us like that.
You're absolutely right. And all of the videos, you guys have probably seen them online, just of countless times that he put others in front of himself. You know, just like the VMA clip that we were talking about earlier, just giving, you know, that chance to take that award and giving that to somebody else. He just was countless about that. There was a clip talking about how much Black Panther meant to children to see a Black superhero, and how, you know, he came to tears talking about children who were sick and were trying to hold on just to see that movie and how much it meant to them. And it just, it makes you just so emotional, because none of us knew what was really going on in his life as well.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, and I remember this a few months back, there were bloggers and journalists and websites that were, you know, saying, oh, he was losing weight for a movie. Others were saying he was sick. People were trolling him and saying he looked crazy because he made this video, but he was looking gaunt. And I'm looking back now, and these people must feel so sick to their stomach that they prejudged this guy and they trolled him based on something that they did not know. And, you know, I'm going to go as far as to say that 2020 is the dumpster fire of the calendar new year. When the Mayans said that the world would end in 2020, they weren't wrong. We're just living in it right now. Like, I don't know what is going on with this year, but 2021 better come fast. She better sit her ass down and not make a peep.
Our thoughts and prayers with all of Chadwick's family, friends, and of course, fans. We'll be right back, you guys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
With multiple businesses and two little ones at home, Lauren Conrad's life is very, very busy. But she has another thing to tell us about, an exciting new announcement she's going to tell us today. Welcome, Lauren, to Daily Pop. We are so excited to have you.
Thank you. It's so good to see you.
So good to see you. First, we have to say that I love it whenever you post the pictures of your little ones on Instagram, because they're the cutest little kids.
Thank you. They're the only people I hang out with these days. So they're the only people I have to post. My youngest son, who's about 10 months now, is finally getting to the age where he can kind of play with my older son. So it's been really nice for them to have this time together. And I really appreciate that.
You've stayed busy. My gosh, you've launched a kids' clothing line. Now, exciting today, we're going to talk about Lauren Conrad Beauty. Talk to me about this makeup line.
It's been quite a year. We were supposed to launch. Like, originally, we were supposed to launch in February, but obviously the world had different plans for us. This has been such a long time coming, and we're so excited.
Okay, let's dive into some of these products, because you sent me some. I'm so excited. Thank you very much. So we've got lipsticks, and the one thing I want to start with is this liquid highlighter, because I use highlighter all the time, but I've never used a liquid highlighter.
I like liquid because, one, you can mix it in with things. So you can actually mix it in with a foundation if you wanted to. I sometimes put a little bit in with like lotion. It's just like a really nice golden color. I like tap it on and then I blend it.
Oh, that gives you a really beautiful glow. And see, and that's what I was worried about, is that sometimes these liquid highlighters get like streaky looking, but yours is not at all. It's very subtle and pretty.
I don't wear a ton of makeup every day, so it's just like a nice little way to elevate it.
Totally. It makes your skin look like it's younger and healthier. Okay, so this one now. Talk to me about this one.
Ooh. Okay, so I love this. So this is a lip and cheek tint. It's got the consistency of sort of like a balm. It gives a little bit of shine to your cheeks. I just keep this by my computer. I'm not sure if you're living that Zoom life like I am, but I'm on and off of calls all day long, and I'm not always wearing makeup. I also really like a coordinated cheek and lip. So this one's just really easy, keeps your lips hydrated. When I do start leaving my house, this is the kind of thing I really like to keep in my purse.
Yes.
It's just, you know, throughout the day, especially like during summer and stuff.
I don't want to put it on my lips because I want to try one of your lipsticks. I took off my lipstick because I want to try one of your colors.
I would go, yeah, for you, just because your outfit, because you have that beautiful little pink top.
So pretty. I was hoping you'd pick this one.
So when I do this, I do it one of two ways. I either do exactly what you're doing, which is just like a direct apply. I've actually been applying lipsticks more and more with my finger. One, I kind of like that it's like a wash. It's more of a blurred edge. And also, I'm throwing a mask on and off all day. And so it's just like an easier way to like pop it on.
Oh my gosh, this is so pretty.
Oh, that looks good on you.
Thank you. I love this color. Oh, that's so pretty, and it's so smooth and creamy. Girl, congrats. This is such an awesome beauty line. Lauren Conrad Beauty is available now on laurenconradbeauty.com. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. Congrats.
Good to see you. Thank you, honey. Congrats to you, too.
Bye.
Oh my God, you should get like a makeup YouTube. You're like, this is so creamy, you guys. Like, you sound like James Charles and all those other, Tati Westbrook and all those crazy Instagrammers.
You did really well. Highlight game was so good.
You guys, I've been practicing. We're doing our own glam now. Like, that's all I've been doing is watching YouTube tutorials.
Oh my God.
That's it for us today. Tomorrow we have insider secrets about Lady Gaga's amazing VMA performance. Plus, we're gonna show you how to get a great hairstyle for your next Zoom call, and it only takes 5 minutes. Watch Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and Daily Pop every day at 12:30 here on E! Have a good day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.